Grace and peace in the name of Jesus from Every Nation Brisbane. My name is Michael. Today we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Matthew 26, 69 to 75. Feel free to pause and journal what God may be revealing to you throughout this time. Let's begin by slowing down a moment through pausing and taking a few deep breaths, removing any distractions that may hinder our focus on what God is highlighting at this time. Just taking time to breathe deeply and reflect on the goodness of God. As we begin to read God's word, take note of the words or phrases that stand out to you. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to illuminate the word to us today. Matthew 26, 69 to 75. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean." And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to soak deeper in your word or phrases you have highlighted. As we're reflecting on your word, we want to respond, either in prayer or further deep listening. At this time, let's take a moment in our own words to pray. We've listened closely to what God has revealed through His Word. Consider now how we may practice Matthew 26, verses 69 to 75 in our everyday living. How is this passage of scripture forming and shaping my life? What's one way you can apply His word in your life today? And finally, take this last moment to devote yourself to God. Receive His refreshment at this time. Thank you for journeying with us in meditating on God's word. Grace, peace, and blessings to you.